Our gospel this morning comes from the 21st chapter of the Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said, "There will be signs in the sun, the moon, and the stars, and on earth distress among nations, confused by the roaring of the sea and the waves. People will faint from fear and foreboding of what is coming upon the world, for the powers of the heavens will be shaken. Then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. Now when these things begin to take place, stand up, raise your heads, because your redemption is drawing near." Then he told them a parable. "Look at the fig tree and all the trees. As soon as they sprout leaves, you can see for yourselves and know that summer is already near. So also, when you see these things taking place, you know that the kingdom of God is near. Truly, I tell you, this generation will not pass away until all things have taken place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. Be on guard, so that your hearts are not weighed down with dissipation and drunkenness and the worries of this life, and that day catches you unexpectedly like a trap. For it will come upon all who live on the face of the whole earth. Be alert at all times, praying that you may have the strength to escape all these things that will take place and stand before the Son of Man." The Gospel of the Lord. So this morning, you all look like kids to me. So we're going to do the children's sermon, even though you are all just children at heart. Look around, and you will notice that the sanctuary looks different today than it did as we gathered even Wednesday night here. We have shifted into a new liturgical year. This is the first Sunday in the new year. And in this coming year, you will be hearing more from the Gospel of Luke. That's the main reading text. So we enter into this season of Advent. The colors are blue, a sign of hope, expectation. It is a season of waiting. What you'll notice over the coming weeks as you come to worship is that the decorations will begin to change in the space as the anticipation builds. That's part of what this season is about, the building anticipation of what is to come. You'll hear more in the sermon. That anticipation is not just about Christmas and family gatherings, about the birth of a child. It is most certainly about that. But it is also about the expectation that Jesus will come again. So a quick story that I wouldn't have told the kids. My internship supervisor, Randy, was originally from South Dakota. When he got to Wartburg Seminary, in his first weeks, he was bombing out of Greek, according to himself. And he felt great pressure. And he said to me, "I just prayed, 'Come, Lord Jesus.'" And I started giggling at him. And he said, No, I'm serious. I prayed, 'Come, Lord Jesus.' Because I wanted our Savior to return. I didn't want to face the embarrassment of having to go back home to South Dakota and admitting that I'd failed out of seminary. What would I do next? Come, Lord Jesus, is not an easy out of what's happening in our lives. But it is our honest prayer that the Lord would return to enter in, to usher in the new age, when the weeping and mourning and crying will be no more, and his glory will be all around us. And so, we wait with hope and anticipation for his coming again. Thanks be to God. I wish I had fruit snacks for all of you.